traffic and weather on the fives. And your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And a happy Tuesday. We are doing it live on Tuesday here at Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Hope your work week's off to a great start. Weather once again looks fabulous. We have bands on the beach tonight, and the weather could not be more perfect for that. Gracie, how are you on this fine Tuesday? Anything exciting going on in your world today?
Nothing really. Just I'm happy it's really nice out.
Yeah,
still.
I am. Something very exciting going on in my world today is that, have you seen those Blue Angel tribute uniforms that the Ice Flyers are going to be wearing?
That is awesome. I'm excited for, is it November 11th?
November 11th, yep. Veterans Day.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
So I want to say it was about 4 or 5 years ago during the Army-Navy game when the Navy football team wore the Blue Angel-themed uniforms with the custom-painted helmets. And, man, I wish I could have gotten one of those helmets. But I went absolutely nuts with buying all of the Blue Angel T-shirts and hoodies and everything that I could find. For Christmas that year, my then girlfriend, now wife, bought me a Blue Angel game ball that the Navy used. It wasn't actually used in the game, but, you know, it was a game ball that has the Blue Angel plane on it. Unfortunately, doesn't hold air anymore, but the point being is that I go nuts for this type of stuff. So when I saw the Blue Angel-themed uniforms there, I have not gone to an Ice Flyer game since I have lived here. So November 11th, I think, will be the first.
Wow. And you can buy the jersey. Or they
so that you're going to have replica jerseys available. I would love to get a game used one. I don't know if I can use my deep line connections as, you know, the voice of Pensacola right now. I'm not sure how much that gets me, how much clout I have if I go up to somebody and say,
"Listen,
don't
here.
You know who I am?"
Can't
right?
you hear me?
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to pull that one off. Maybe Moose can. That's a good avenue to start there. But, yeah, I will definitely go nuts for the replica jersey, any sort of other apparel that they may have for sale on that day. So I'm very excited about that. I'm not going to tell anybody when tickets go on sale for that game.
They're going to go quick.
I'm not going to do it. You know, we're supposed to be a public service, but no, I'm not going to do it.
But
we're
also find out, selfish.
You find out on your own. Or I'll announce it after I've bought mine. I'm going to get there super early. You know, we're talking Black Friday shopping early where I'm camping out there to be the first one through the turnstiles on Veterans Day on that Saturday. But that's really cool there. We have the jerseys posted on our Facebook page. You can check them out. I'm hoping to get Iceman on the back of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be the logical choice there. Forget the last name. Forget Maverick. No. It's an ice hockey jersey. I want Iceman on the back of my Blue Angel-themed Ice Flyers jersey. Anyway, looking at what's happening in the world today, a lot happening, especially here locally. So we'll spend a good amount of time here talking about what's going on locally. We'll start with our top three stories right after we get a check of the roads and weather on this fine Tuesday.
Well, locally, our roads are looking great with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also checking in clear. 98 and Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre not showing any major delays. If you do see something slowing you down this afternoon, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. Tonight, we will have partly cloudy skies and a low of 69. Coming up tomorrow, small chance of rain with a high of 87. It's 87 right now in our area. Again, perfect night for bands on the beach. It's Eclectic playing starting at 7 on Pensacola Beach, so make sure to check that out. It is Gracie with News Radio 92.3.
By the way, our text line always open, 850-437-1620. Appreciate the text that we get on a daily basis here, whether it is anything that we're talking about or just traffic or news tips. We certainly appreciate those and keep those coming in. We start this hour with our top three stories, and we start at the UN General Assembly, where Ukrainian President Zelensky addressing them. saying Russia has no right to hold nuclear weapons.
The mass destruction is gaining its momentum. The aggressor is weaponizing many other things, and those things are used not only against our country, but against all of yours as well.
And he says Russia should have been forced to give up its nuclear weapons in the 90s. He also said Russia is weaponizing the world's food supply chain and nuclear power plants in order to get what it wants. Also, federal prosecutors announcing new charges after a one-year-old boy died at a New York City daycare after he was exposed to fentanyl. The U.S. attorney says the daycare owner and her tenant are charged with narcotics possession with intent to distribute, resulting in death. Here locally, legal battle continuing over the Escambia School District's removal of books from school libraries. Yesterday, attorneys for the plaintiffs in the lawsuit filed a 51-page document disputing the school board's arguments that the case should be dismissed. Of course, five authors, the publishing company Penguin Random House, and seven parents originally filed the lawsuit. They argue that the district's removal of the books have disproportionately targeted books by or about people of color and or LGBTQ people, thereby violating the First Amendment and equal protection rights. Those are our top three stories today. Elsewhere happening in local headlines, you may have caught it in the Channel 3 update there at 4, a church destroyed by a fire deemed a total loss early this morning. That happened at East Olive Road at the Obedience and Faith Ministry. Fire started at around 2:30 this morning, extinguished by 3:50. Thankfully, no injuries, but the church was deemed a total loss. The Bureau of Fire and Arson is still investigating. Over in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office confirming that a body was found in the area of the Blackwater River State Forest. Haven't received any updates on this, but a sheriff's office spokesperson did tell us they do not suspect foul play at this time. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly press conference today. Couple of updates. Number one, the Baptist Hospital. So the old campus, as on Saturday, Baptist is moving to the Brent Lane campus now, but conversations are still being had regarding the future of the soon-to-be-vacant old campus on East Street. Mayor Reeves says they've been meeting with Senator Doug Broxson and Representatives Andrade and Salzman over whether state funds could be awarded for the cost of the demolition. Of course, that's significant because Senator Broxson chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. In order for that to happen, though, the old Baptist property would need to be city-owned.
We know that the potential generational impact this can have. We know the negative impact it could have on the existing neighborhood if nothing is done. So I think they feel the shared duty that we do, that to do our best to make sure that what's left behind at the Legacy Campus is something that we can be proud of.
So Reeves says the city and Baptist leaders are working through a property donation agreement. Ultimately, the goal would be, from the city's point of view anyway, to see the property transformed into affordable housing developments. Also, if you didn't hear us talk about it earlier, a pretty cool announcement the Ice Flyers making with the Blue Angels today, a three-year licensing agreement. So as part of the agreement, they will host an annual Blue Angels night, the first of which on Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th. Special Blue Angels-themed uniforms. They replicate the look of the iconic blue flight suits. They are awesome. We have a picture on our News Radio Facebook page. And just because I'm nice, single game tickets for that game and all others go on sale Friday at 10:05. Actually, it's 10, but just give me 5 minutes to get my pair first. 421 here at News Radio 92.3. Quick break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Beadmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great start of the week. Coming up tonight, of course, it's Tuesday, so that means bands on the beach at Pensacola Beach, thanks to Santa Rosa Island Authority. This Tuesday, tonight, it is eclectic, starting at the Gulfside Pavilion at 7, so make sure to check that out. It's going to be an awesome night. We're going to get an update from Alan Strom on the weather we're going to have for the rest of the week in just a bit, but first, a look at the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach all moving smoothly. And Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge also showing no delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down this afternoon, please call the traffic line at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we'll hear from Alan Strom from WEAR.
Clear skies for tonight, and overnight lows will run mainly between 65 and 70, a little cooler for those inland areas. During the day Wednesday, the humidity will start to rise back up, so that means the air a little less dry. By the end of the day, we'll have a chance for rain, but it's a low chance, maybe 20-30%. That continues into Wednesday night. Also, highs Wednesday, mainly upper 80s. Thursday, slight chance for a shower or a storm, and then it dries back out, rolling into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 87 here in Pensacola. And this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. And Frontier Motors is located at Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at some state headlines now. Florida prisons are using AI to listen in on inmates' phone conversations. The State Department of Corrections started using the surveillance program last month after paying $2.5 million. The system is able to transcribe up to 50 million minutes worth of phone calls coming in and out of the prison. Officials say the technology can help prevent violent crimes, drug smuggling, and suicides within the system.
Also, state employees are going to get more time off to spend with their newborn children. Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet approved the expanded maternity and family leave policy. The plan will allow eligible state employees to receive paid maternity leave up to 7 weeks and parental leave up to 2 weeks. And they can be combined to provide 9 weeks of paid leave for mothers.
Teenagers across Florida could be able to work more if a new bill passes. Representative Linda Cheney from St. Petersburg filed House Bill 49 yesterday. It allows 16- and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 a.m. and after 11 p.m. They'd also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and work over 30 hours a week when school is in session.
Also a scary story for an Amazon driver in Florida. An Amazon delivery driver is in serious condition after being bitten by a highly venomous snake in Martin County. The sheriff's office says that the woman was delivering a package when an eastern diamondback rattlesnake jumped up and bit her in the leg.
No, thank you.
No.
Yeah, that's I hope she's okay and
yeah, no, seriously.
Pulls through, but so apparently this thing was kind of because you have like the not the glass door there but like kind of like the plastic one you know mm-hmm. that you open it up and mm-hmm. the snake was like right in there and so kind of hidden and just popped up and got her mm-hmm. so hopefully that's all turns out well there. Also in state headlines, so Senator Rick Scott filing a bill that would make it easier for Floridians to pay their flood insurance. It's called the Flood Insurance Affordability Act. Scott says the bill would require FEMA to offer Florida residents the option to pay flood insurance premiums monthly rather than in a large lump sum once a year. Congresswoman Anna Luna has filed a companion bill in the House. Frankly, I'm surprised to hear this today. I mean, I'm not a homeowner, so I've never had flood insurance. I mean, I've dealt with flood insurance in the past, but I did not know that you could only be paid annually and that a monthly installment was not an option. So that was surprising, but yeah, that makes sense. I mean, pretty much anything else these days is done that way. Some people may opt to continue doing that annually, but I know I like, personally, like with car insurance, I hate having to pay twice a year. I would much rather, you know, just do it once a month. 4:30 right now. We'll have our Fox News update followed by national headlines when we return.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did not mince words at the UN General Assembly today, calling for more action against Russia.
Weaponization must be restrained. War crimes must be punished.
President Biden also spoke out against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, telling UN world leaders support for Kyiv must continue. A vote to advance the House GOP's defense spending bill failed today as Republican lawmakers clashed with each other over also how to avoid a government shutdown. Fox's Aisha Hosni.
Five Republicans tanked this defense bill, which really has been dragged into this fight over a short-term spending bill to fund the government.
Amid House GOP disagreements, Congress faces a September 30th deadline to reach a deal or risk a partial government shutdown. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It sounds like Amazon is expecting another busy holiday shopping season. The e-commerce giant says it's hiring 250,000 employees across its supply chain in preparation for the holiday surge, or 100,000 more than a year ago. The roles will include full-time, part-time, and seasonal placements. This, despite some recent surveys indicating holiday hiring would slow this year. Amazon shares fell 1.7% today. AutoZone's quarterly results handily topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. That's the good news. The bad news for the auto parts retailer, well, domestic commercial sales were weaker than what analysts had projected. Investors seemed to focus more on the latter as AutoZone shares slumped 1.9% today. With traders and investors awaiting comments from Federal Reserve policymakers when their meeting wraps up tomorrow, stocks fell slightly today. The Dow Industrials shed 106 points, the S&P 500 slipped 9, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 32. That's Your Money Now.
Financial literacy isn't taught in our elementary classrooms, and parents lack the resources to teach it at home. But now the kids can learn about finance thanks to Be Sensible Smart and BCS-Kids.com. The Sensibles are a team of animated superheroes who help kids age 6 through 12 develop smart money habits in a fun way. Buy a subscription for your loved ones, and each month they'll get a kit in the mail with an entertaining DVD, comic book, and activities. Get 20% off using promo code CENT when you visit BCS-Kids.com.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Browns Monday night, but the expectations for Pittsburgh's offense need to get dialed back quickly. After a high-flying offseason, the Steelers' bandwagon saw a significant bump, but early returns aren't pretty. Quarterback Kenny Pickett has the second lowest passing grade, according to Pro Football Focus. If the offense doesn't find its rhythm soon, it could signal a significant sophomore slump for Pickett. I'm Maggie Gray.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager must be 21 plus and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage.
If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
On News Radio 92.3, it's Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Going to start off by getting a look at the roads before we get our national headlines. Lots going on nationally. We're looking good on our roads, though. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace also running smoothly. And if you do see something on the road, just please call 850-2626-111. That's a traffic line number with any details that you have. For weather, we have a beautiful week here in Northwest Florida with partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 69. Coming up tomorrow, small chance of rain with 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, mainly after 1 p.m. But other than that, mostly sunny and a low of 73 tomorrow night and a high of 87 tomorrow throughout the day. 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at national headlines today, the Marine Corps suspending flights for 2 days after an F-35 disappeared for hours when a pilot ejected over the weekend. Debris from the plane eventually was found. We talked about that late yesterday evening, about 100 miles north of Charleston. A military spokesperson says for some unknown reason, the plane's transponder wasn't working.
Also, the House will hold its first hearing in the impeachment inquiry of President Biden on September 28th. The House Oversight Committee says that it's going to focus on constitutional and legal questions surrounding the president's involvement in the corruption and the abuse of public office.
And speaking of the president, Biden says that the U.S. is continuing to try to ease tensions with China.
When it comes to China, I want to be clear and consistent. We seek to responsibly manage the competition between our countries.
And he was speaking to the UN General Assembly there. Biden says the U.S. will push back on aggression and intimidation, but will stand ready to work with China on issues where progress hinges on common efforts.
Also, some displaced Lahaina residents are being forced to move again. So hotels who are temporarily housing survivors are reshuffling their available rooms ahead of the planned reopening of tourism on October 8th. So KHNL-TV reports that some people have received letters from these resorts giving them until the end of the month to be out.
The Texas border town of Eagle Pass issued an emergency declaration today as there's a huge surge of illegal immigrants. Over this past weekend, the total number of arrests along the southwest border topped 35,000. That's an average of nearly 9,000 per day.
Also, a Patriots fan died after being punched in the face by a Dolphins fan during Sunday night's game. A witness says that Dale Mooney was knocked out cold and EMTs rushed in and took him to the hospital. The Norfolk County DA is now investigating.
Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today, Major League Baseball, the Rays and Marlins both in action at 5:40 first pitch. The Rays taking on the Angels, the Marlins and the Mets. The Braves are on TBS tonight, first pitch 6:20 as they take on the Phillies. NFL news, Jerome Ford, now the Cleveland Browns' featured running back after Nick Chubb suffered the devastating knee injury in last night's game loss to the Steelers. Kareem Hunt, former running back with the Browns, who is a free agent, is visiting the team today as well. Coach Prime says death threats made against the Colorado State player who injured his star player, not okay. Threats have been made against Henry Blackburn and his family after his home address was leaked online. Blackburn was penalized for an illegal hit that sent Travis Hunter to the hospital, and Hunter is now going to be out for about 3 weeks. Also, the iconic mural featuring Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna on the verge of coming down, and Vanessa Bryant says she's joining the fight to save the iconic mural that's kind of turned into a tourist destination. So the owner of Hardcore Fitness was given until the end of the month to remove the mural or pay her landlord to have it painted over. She said she'll do whatever she can to preserve it. The landlord wants to place advertising on the wall. It depicts Kobe and Gianna, both with angel wings and halos. 4:41 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's going on in health, business, and science today. Amazon says they're hiring 250,000 seasonal workers to help with the holiday rush. Also, they say they're bumping the average hourly pay for warehouse and delivery workers. The holiday hiring follows yesterday's announcement of a second Prime Day.
Also, the new strike deadline has been announced by the United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain, who says that there's been no progress in contract talks that's been made by noon on Friday, September 22nd. So they'll call more local unions and expand their stand-up strike. And currently, the UWA strike is three auto plants, one from each of the big three automakers.
Pretty interesting one from New York City, where hotel rooms are in high demand after a crackdown on Airbnb rentals. Apparently, over 75% of Airbnb short-term rentals have vanished since September 5th when new rules went into effect. The new rules limit rentals to two guests and require hosts to be present for stays less than 30 days. So that's weird. Hosts must register. Non-compliance can result in $5,000 fines.
I wonder why, though.
Yeah.
There's definitely a reason, but that is definitely weird. Also, last one in health, business, and science notes before we get some pop culture. A new study shows that you can cut your risk of depression more than half simply by adopting a healthy lifestyle. So researchers say researchers from the University of Cambridge studied more than 300,000 people and identified seven habits that make a real difference. They include a good night's sleep, regular exercise, good nutrients, avoiding tobacco, limiting alcohol consumption. Also, they are making sure you have good social connections through hobbies as well. So some studies found that people who maintain five or more of them reduce their risk of depression by 57%. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, makes sense there. Pop culture notes today. Contract talks between the Writers Guild of America and Hollywood studios are scheduled to resume tomorrow. Their last official meeting was August 22nd. Film and TV writers are still demanding protections against AI and to be better informed on how well shows and streaming services are performing in terms of the number of viewers.
Also, the Powerball jackpot is on the rise again. There was no grand prize winner last night, so the jackpot on Wednesday night is going to be at least $672 million. The cash value comes to about around $320 million.
Vanna White will remain on Wheel of Fortune for at least two more seasons. She signed a contract extension that'll keep her on the game show through the 2025-26 TV station. So I guess that's 1 year of Seacrest and Vanna White at least.
Okay. Also, Katy Perry has sold her entire music catalog for $225 million. Mm. So the deal covers her five albums that were released through Capitol Records from 2008 to 2022, and they include 16 multi-platinum singles and also include seven that have gone on number one to the Hot 100.
4:45 now. We'll get some wacky and weird headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway all looking good as well. If you do see something on the roads, you see an accident and have some details, please get a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather this week, tomorrow, a small chance of rain in the afternoon. That's at 20% after 1 p.m. and a high of 87 throughout the day. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low of 69. It's going to be a perfect night for bands on the beach. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at wacky stories. So we talked about AI being involved now in Florida prisons in the Department of Corrections system in monitoring phone calls. Well, one church over in Austin, Texas, let ChatGPT create the prayer, sermon, and even an original song for a service.
If we can experience the sacred in something like artificial intelligence, then maybe we can see it in that neighbor who has political beliefs we just cannot stand.
Okay. Got news for you, buddy. It's not in the AI either. Anyway, Pastor Jay Cooper there, Violet Crown City Church, says it was just a one-time thing, and it's clear that a human element is still needed. What are your thoughts on that?
Ugh, just weird. Like, some things, it's kind of like church and state. Like, some things just don't mix. You don't need to bring AI into everything, you know? That's just me, though. Another wacky and weird stories, and share your thoughts too. Another wacky and weird stories. Well, Halloween Horror Nights is coming up soon, and Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios is particularly terrifying this year, and that's thanks to Taylor Swift.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios Hollywood is now closed. Look, hit the bricks, take a hike, gather your belongings, and get the hell out. Or we start playing Taylor Swift and it will on.
So someone over there over the weekend recorded this message and when that they play when the park closes. So really just think it's a way of saying, don't leave me like this. I can't breathe whenever they're gone. But yeah, kind of a weird one there.
Also, police say a DoorDash driver in Texas was arrested after she attacked a Wingstop manager because they were taking too long with an order. 33-year-old Whitney Moffitt showed up at the restaurant and after waiting around decided to go back into the kitchen area. They told her to leave and it sparked a fight. An off-duty cop happened to be there and she allegedly not only attacked the manager but the cop as well.
And last one in wacky and weird stuff before we get a quick break. A woman on social media claims that you don't need contacts or glasses. You can heal your eyes by paying for her $11 online class. So one person who took the class claims that it's just a scam to sell essential oils. And the woman claims to be a holistic coach and says that people with diminished eyesight are told that they do need glasses or contacts, but really that's just a lie. And just for $11, she'll explain exactly why. So apparently a lot of people don't see it coming because some of her, she's had about over 100 people sign up for this class already.
Yeah, several webinars where hundreds of people are signing up, in fact. I have a feeling this may be another TikTok trend or something where, you know, people are rubbing stuff on their skin to get a good tan. And yeah. You know, maybe people are putting oils. It actually just reminds me of something. So I'm going to embarrass my wife, but it's fine. It's fine. So she has, in the last couple of months, had a couple of cases of pink eye. The first one was pretty severe, but the last one here, just a couple weeks, or it was last week, yeah, a little more mild, but she had leftover eye drops from the antibiotic eye drops that her doctor had prescribed the last time. So, you know, she struggles with, you know, putting them in. So, you know, I'll do it or whatever. So, you know, I put them in the morning or whatever. And then I come to work or whatever and I come back. So the bottle that she gave me was my daughter's vitamin B drops that are supposed to go into her milk. So that was what she was putting in her eyes that day. So I don't know if that qualifies as essential oils or not, but for one day, my wife's eyes were like super nutritious and healthy. No word if they did anything to cure the red eye there, but no lasting effects though. But my daughter went missing. You know, didn't have her vitamin B drops for a day
because
they were my wife's eye drops. But I just thought of that. 4:50 now, News Radio 92.3. I'm sure my wife's just going to love me later on. Quick break. We're coming back with good news. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Yeah, Texter says people don't see it coming. Yes, I'm glad at least one person out there caught that. Thank you very much. We're back in a few minutes.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances.
If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9. Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and a guest will be here to tell us all about the Steps for Autism event coming up this weekend. Steps for Autism will be on Saturday, September 23rd at the Pensacola State College Track. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. That's tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here this morning on the show, we talked quite a bit about the surprising decision by the Santa Rosa County Commission to abandon the alternate subdivision plan in the Land Development Code. You can hear my conversation about that at the 5:30 and at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour on the podcast page. We also talked about Governor DeSantis's response to former President Trump's criticism of him and his decision to support a 6-week abortion ban bill here in the state of Florida. You can find all of those conversations and the entire show's podcasted at newsradio923.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gracie, I'm looking at the Channel 3 news right there. Mm-hmm. Fisher-Price releasing NSYNC toy figurines.
Ooh, our favorite
wonder
combo.
Wonder if we're fueling speculation about some sort of reunion tour there.
Definitely. It has to be. I'm excited for it. I know Joe is and hope you are too. We are going to be getting a quick look at traffic and weather before we end off in some good news, even though that in itself is just starting off the segment with good news. But we do have a few little slowdowns throughout our area. At the intersection of Scenic Highway and Davis Highway, expect a little bit of a wait before you get through that intersection. Not getting any reports of an accident, but it just looks a little busy right now. And then some typical afternoon traffic if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some delays. And if you're leaving Hurlburt Field heading into Windhaven Beach, expect some slowdowns there. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Nice weather continues through tonight, and overnight lows will run mainly between about 65 and 70. We are going to see the humidity on the rise again through the day Wednesday. In fact, by the end of the day Wednesday and into Wednesday night, we've got a little chance for a shower or thunderstorm to pop up. It's still pretty low, maybe 20, 30%. Same thing is true on Thursday, but things clear back up as we head in toward the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 87 in our area, and this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgas & Causey. If you need any help planning your business benefits, let Torgas & Causey help you lead the way. So you can go to tcbenefitsgroup.com to find out more. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, it's the Little People Collector Set. Available on Amazon for $30, so you're welcome. Good news, an early Van Gogh painting worth millions was stolen during a museum heist back in 2020 during the COVID lockdowns. While the thief was arrested, the painting remained at large until just recently. With the help of private art detective Arthur Brand, the painting was returned to the Groninger Museum in the Netherlands. Apparently, an anonymous person was able to get a hold of the painting and left it on Brand's doorstep in an IKEA bag.
That's crazy. That's kind of funny. It's the art detective's like, how'd you find it? It's like, it showed up my doorstep.
Yeah, I have a feeling that, never mind.
Okay. And also some good news. Well, happy to hear about that painting. But in some other good news, a 26-year-old couple in England got married last month. Then 3 weeks later, Will and Rebecca, they drove halfway across the UK to have a second wedding. And you're like, why did they do this? Well, this is just so the bride's 91-year-old grandmother could be there for it. She has Alzheimer's and couldn't make it for the first ceremony. So awesome there.
Yeah. My wife and I did something not quite as similar here, but her grandmother was not able to be at our wedding, health issues. So she was actually staying out at a condo at Pensacola Beach. So after the wedding, after the reception and all that, it was very important to her that we went down so she could see her in her wedding dress. So we went down to the beach to do that. And certainly one of Jacqueline's favorite memories and photos from that day is of her and her grandma in her wedding dress. So I definitely see the appeal of that, especially with, you know, a bride and the grandmother there. It's a very cool story there. 4:59, we're on a 12-minute break now. We have Channel 3 News at 5, hopefully with Alan's microphone working this time. Or otherwise, we may see Tanner on the meteorologist duties again there. But we're back here. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.